Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good afternoon. Como News Time 302. I'm Rick Van Sice, Lisa Jaffe with a day off. Downtown Seattle with cloudy skies at 61. And here's what's happening.
I'm Jeff Pogela in Everett, where several hundred Boeing machinists walked off the job today protesting the company's vaccine mandate. Many in the crowd criticized President Biden and Governor Inslee, while others promoted conspiracy theories about the pandemic. Now, the company has said all employees must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 8th, or they risk losing their jobs.
I'm Ryan Harris. A local health expert says he believes booster shots using the mRNA COVID vaccines are the best path forward. UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokdad says he hopes the next move is approval for mRNA boosters no matter which vaccine you got first.
From a scientific standpoint, if you have an mRNA vaccine and you get a booster from mRNA, it's way better than anything else.
In just a few minutes, Dr. Mokdad will tell me why boosters are so important and why vaccinated people with boosters need to play a role in reducing community and infections.
The city of Seattle says more than 25 city departments have a vaccination rate of at least 95% ahead of Monday's COVID-19 vaccine deadline. City of Seattle employees have until October 18th to submit records showing they are fully vaccinated or they could face losing their job Monday. As of today, the Seattle Fire Department 88% vaccinated, the Police Department 82%, and the Seattle Department of Transportation 91% vaccinated. Seattle City Light reporting, along with Seattle Public Utilities, both at 90% vaccinated.
I'm Bill O'Neill. Parents of many Seattle Public School District students will need to use the weekend to come up with alternate transportation plans. The district will cut some 140 bus routes amid a driver shortage and Monday's deadline for school employees and contractors statewide to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some routes will continue in certain special circumstances. The district says it will work on a case-by-case basis with students who have no other way of getting to school.
Visitors to Harborview Medical Center will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of visiting. The new policy takes effect on Tuesday and applies to all inpatient visitors over the age of 12. While the policy starts at Harborview, it will soon be implemented at all UW Medicine hospitals and clinics. All visitors over the age of 2 will also be required to wear a medical grade or surgical mask to enter any UW Medicine hospital or clinic starting on Tuesday. Still ahead,
COVID vaccine mandate means thousands of employees are leaving their jobs, including a husband and wife who coach at Walla Walla Community College. I'm Carlene Johnson.
It's 3:04 and your Como traffic update. We do it for you every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center and from Marina Rockinger. Let's get the latest now from Tama Fulton. Hey, Tama.
Hey, good afternoon. We are still seeing some very heavy traffic coming into downtown Seattle on southbound 5 from just about Northeast 85th Street all the way through downtown. It's also heavy heading through Everett on northbound 5 from Highway 526 all the way up to Highway 528 in the Marysville area. Watch for slow and go traffic through Bellevue on southbound 405 from 520 into Renton. And seeing some heavy traffic through the Federal Way area on southbound 5 all the way through the Fife Curve. We did have a crash in Lakewood on southbound 5 at 84th Street. That's been moved over to the right shoulder, but seeing just a bit of a backup approaching that area. That's going to add an extra few minutes to your drive. And a crash in South Center on southbound 405 just before South Center Boulevard has also been moved over to the right shoulder. But watch for slow and go traffic from Valley Highway. Our next Como traffic at 314.
Here's the Puget Sound weather outlook going into the weekend with Como 4's on.
Not a bad afternoon around Western Washington. There are a few showers out there and temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Pretty textbook for this time of year. Tomorrow, mid 60s, and we're going to keep mostly cloudy skies, drier weather on Saturday, but rain is back on Sunday. So if you have any outdoor plans this weekend, your drier half is Saturday. In the Como Weather Center, I'm Theron's on Como News.
61 in downtown Seattle, and you're in the middle of 20 minutes of nonstop news on Como at 306. With the U.S. on track for approval of booster shots for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines, a local public health expert says there are still more steps that need to be taken. Como's Ryan Harris has details.
The move toward approving those booster shots is the right move for a number of reasons, says UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokdad. Dr. Mokdad says we need to look at whether it's okay to mix, to use a different vaccine for a booster than what you took initially. He says J&J as a booster for Pfizer or Moderna is unlikely because he says the mRNA vaccines provide much better immune responses, even as a booster for J&J. But he hopes the next step will be approval for any mRNA vaccine as a booster.
There have been a couple of studies that showed if you have received Pfizer, can you get Moderna or vice versa? Very few of them. And it shows that both of them are effective. mRNA are our best vaccines right now. And we need to make sure that we can produce more and more of mRNA, not for us in the United States, but for everywhere else in the world.
And Mockdad was clear that doesn't mean there's any flaw with the J&J shots and that you are protected. Mockdad says they're still working on projections for waning immunity, which now require them to look not only at differences in age groups and locations, but also between men and women. But he says they're certain there is waning immunity 6 months after you've taken the vaccines, and even more so if you're relying on immunity from a COVID infection, because he says the vaccines provide much better immunity.
Usually with other viruses, that's not the case, with vaccines for other viruses. So it's very important to remind everybody, even if you got infected, even by the Delta variant, you're not immune again for the Delta variant, and you have some immunity, but it doesn't last for a long time, and it wanes much faster than that immunity from an mRNA vaccine or any other vaccine.
Mockdad tells me they're 100% sure we'll need boosters, mainly to provide continued protection from COVID infection.
So if our end game is to make the virus, you know, yes, Ali Mockdad, I got my vaccine, I may get COVID-19, but it's not going to cause me major health problems. If that's the end game, boosters right now are not needed. But if the end game is to prevent infection, then yes, we need a booster because we want to make sure to reduce the circulation of the virus in our own community in order to protect ourselves, our economy.
Mockdad also says really the best booster for the U.S. is for people not vaccinated to get the vaccine.
Right now, what we are seeing in the United States, more Americans are getting a booster than Americans are getting a vaccine. So what you're seeing right now, people have been convinced about the value of a vaccine and why vaccine is good for all of us, that going out and getting their boosters. But we haven't seen a rise in people who haven't been vaccinated going out to get the vaccine. And we have a lot of work to do ahead of us, especially before winter.
Dr. Mockdad says COVID reminded us of something important about medical science. He says in the past 20 years, we've moved into specific medicine.
So if you look at the UW right now, one of the best medical schools, we're very specific in what we do. So you could come to the hospital, somebody could come to the hospital, and then we check their own DNA, and then we design a treatment for them. But COVID-19 reminded us that it's not about the individual. You have to keep advancing treating an individual based on what they need, but also at the same time, you need to keep an eye on the society and the community. And COVID-19 has reminded us the importance of population health.
And Mockdad says that importance of population health includes making sure we get as much of the world vaccinated against COVID as we can so we can get the virus under control. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Thank you, Ryan. Coming up on 3:10, we move on to sports in the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Como's Bill Swartz, the Seahawks offense missing a couple of key players for Sunday night football in Pittsburgh.
We all knew Russell Wilson wasn't playing because of a middle finger surgery, and today the Hawks officially ruled out running back Chris Carson. Now, Pittsburgh quarterback 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger is healthy enough to play in Sunday's primetime game. Seattle coach Pete Carroll on the challenges of facing Big Ben.
And Ben still can drop the ball in a freaking dime, up the sidelines, down the middle, whenever he has to, and guys literally can be pulling on him while he's doing it. So that's an unusual part. He's hard to sack.
Friday night Pac-12 football lights shine on Oregon and California. Both Washington and Washington State tomorrow night have important home games. The Cougs against Stanford, 4:30. The Dogs at 5:30 face UCLA. American League Baseball Championship opens tonight in Houston. Lefties on the mound, Framber Valdez, Astros, Chris Sale, Boston. The Dodgers beat the Giants in deciding Game 5 with a controversial last out. Now in 15 minutes on Como News Radio, what is the check swing rule? Why didn't the umpires use video replay? And congrats to the Seattle Kraken getting their first NHL victory in Nashville. It's on to Columbus tomorrow night. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.
It was over there by the Climate Pledge Arena a little bit ago. Boy, I know. Can't wait for that home game, the first one, huh? They're getting all ready. It's the last little construction work underway. 3:11, colleges and universities across the state are losing staff members over the COVID vaccine mandate. And will Monday, with Monday being the deadline for state workers to be fully vaccinated. A lot of employees are spending the weekend clearing out their desks of those who are not vaccinated. Here's Como's Carlene Johnson.
Walla Walla Community College has already lost several staff members, and more will be gone as of Monday, including volleyball coach Chelsea Spear, who never thought it would come to this.
I guess maybe I was naive to think, oh, that'll never happen.
Spear tells Como she and her husband, Justin, who is the baseball coach and is also being terminated for not getting the COVID shot, object to the vaccine because of their faith. She tells Como tonight will be her last time coaching the women's team with a home game. Having the players' support, though, has meant everything.
You don't give up because that's not what you want, and that's not what God wants. And so you can persevere and be a light to the world, is what I said, too.
The Walla Walla Bulletin reported between 10 and 20 staff members from the college were expected to lose their jobs over the vaccine mandate. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
The two candidates for mayor of Seattle squabbled over campaign donations during a televised debate, City Council President Lorena Gonzalez bashing former Council President Bruce Harrell for reportedly taking a donation from a top Donald Trump supporter.
And it is beyond refute that my opponent is benefiting from Trump's top state donor.
That same donor who I've never met, never talked to this person, I don't know this person, also supported Governor Jay Inslee and many Democrats.
The candidates also aired their differences on solving homelessness, Harrell emphasizing reclaiming city parks and sidewalks, while Gonzalez plans to open 4,000 new shelter beds. Governor Inslee confirming the state ferry system was responding to a vaccine mandate protest when it decided to cut service, ferry service suffering from last-minute cancellations over the past two weekends.
We believe that some of the problem were people who wanted to demonstrate their displeasure with this requirement, and so they were unwilling to come to work those two weekends. We didn't want that to happen again this weekend.
The preemptive service cuts for this weekend affect major routes including Seattle-Bainbridge, Mukilteo-Clinton, and Edmonds-Kingston. Inslee says the system might be able to restore some sailings throughout the weekend if enough staff become available. When's the last time you took a look at your phone bill? Como's Manda Factor tells you why you should.
The Better Business Bureau is issuing a warning about what's called cramming.
It's the illegal act of adding unauthorized service charges to your phone account without your knowledge or your approval.
The BBB's Ben Spradling says they will often be listed as service fees or simply other fees.
They're hoping a few dollars here and there will just go unnoticed, and a lot of the time they do.
Tens of thousands of Americans have been affected by cramming.
And recently, the Federal Trade Commission sent $5 million in refunds to people who lost money as a result of cramming. So there's plenty of reason to give your phone bill a closer look these days.
What can you do? Spradling says you should ask your provider to block all third-party charges. Manda Factor, Como News.
Como News Time, 314. Let's get you to the weekend. Como traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And here's Tama Fulton.
Well, we have a new crash reported in Federal Way on southbound 5. It's just before Highway 18. Seeing some backup now from 320th Street. That's adding to the already heavy backup through the Tacoma and Lakewood area due to a crash on southbound 5 at 84th Street that's been moved over to the right shoulder, but there's a heavy backup now from South 48th. That's going to add an extra 20 minutes to your commute time. In the South Center area, still watching a crash on southbound 405 just before South Center Boulevard. It's been moved over to the right shoulder, but it is causing a distraction. And we have word of a crash in Bellingham on northbound 5 just before Lakeway Drive. That's blocking the left lane, causing a solid backup from Highway 11, adding 20 minutes to your commute. Our next Como traffic at 324.
Now the Puget Sound forecast of the two weekend days. Tomorrow will be the drier with temperatures into the mid-60s in some neighborhoods under mostly cloudy skies. Increasing clouds, though, tomorrow night, and a pretty rainy day on the way for Sunday with highs about 10 degrees cooler, mid-50s or so. Around the Sound right now, we're sitting right about 60 degrees in a number of communities, including downtown Seattle here, where it's 61 degrees at 315.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Thanks for joining us on the Como Afternoon News. I'm Rick Van Sice, Lisa Jaffe with a day off, and our editor is Kathy O'Shea. These headlines now, U.S. health officials are setting the stage for a national COVID-19 vaccination campaign for younger children, inviting state officials to pre-order doses starting next week. Several hundred Boeing machinists walking off the job today over the company's vaccination. vaccine mandate. Boeing says all employees must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 8th or risk losing their jobs. If Mexico gives the go-ahead, the Biden administration plans to resume the so-called Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers waiting for entry into the United States, a policy originally implemented by the Trump White House. Reporting on this for The Washington Post is Nick Miroff, who talked with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
Nick, this program was extremely unpopular among Democrats and the president himself. How do we get to this point where now the White House is in negotiations with Mexico to get it going again?
Well, a federal judge has forced the Biden administration to re-implement this policy. The President Biden ended it soon after he got into office. He had campaigned against it. He described it as inhumane. But the states of Missouri and Texas sued the administration, saying that it had triggered a surge in legal migration across the border that was having an adverse effect on their states. And the federal district court in Texas agreed with them. And when the Biden administration appealed it to the Supreme Court upheld the decision. And the Biden administration is now under obligation to re-implement the program in good faith if the Mexican government goes along with it.
And that's kind of the key part here is if Mexico says, OK, what would Mexico get out of this deal?
Well, Mexico has raised some concerns about the reimplementation that the Biden administration said it is addressing, namely that the cases be processed much quicker, that the United States not return vulnerable groups to Mexican border cities, where, as many listeners will remember, they are required to wait while their asylum claims are processed in U.S. courts, and other stipulations, along those lines, trying to avoid some of the worst aspects of Trump's version of Remain in Mexico. In one sign that this is likely to head forward, the Biden administration has already signed contracts with companies to set up the tent, soft-sided temporary court facilities right at the border in Brownsville and Laredo, Texas. The administration told the court yesterday that they believe that talks with Mexico are progressing, and that's why they can go forward with these contracts to get it ready for the first cases as soon as mid-November.
Any idea on how many asylum seekers could be returned to the Mexican side of the border?
Well, I don't think we're going to see the volume necessarily that we saw under Trump, although right now, obviously, the number of people crossing the border is significantly higher. The Biden administration said yesterday that the Title 42 emergency public health law that it has been using for many months, that started under the Trump administration and remains very controversial, they said that will continue to take precedent over any MPP cases. So if they can expel a border crosser using Title 42, citing the pandemic, then they will do that, rather than put somebody through the MPP process, the Remain in Mexico process, that does give them access to the U.S. court system, just makes them wait outside U.S. territory.
Nick Miroff with us on Como News, immigration reporter for The Washington Post. You can find this story and all of his work online at WashingtonPost.com. Nick, thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And that's Como's Taylor Van Sice. Time running out for work on the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure bill and the broader social safety net legislation. ABC News political director Rick Klein with more.
They've been stalled for some time, with Democrats fighting among themselves about what to include or exclude, and President Biden trying to make the case item by item about what these bills actually mean. I think it's been a shortcoming so far in Democrats trying to sell this, is to try to explain exactly what it would do. And you're starting to hear that fleshed out a bit, and they will be critical negotiations, particularly early next week.
And that again is Rick Klein of ABC News. It is 3:20, your Como Propel Insurance Money Update now.
A surprising rise in monthly retail sales and some positive quarterly earnings news boosted stocks today. The Dow Industrials moved up another 381 points, or 1.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite gained 73 and the S&P 500 added 33. For the week, those indexes all gained more than 1%. An FDA advisory panel today endorsed booster doses of J&J's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. Johnson & Johnson had asked for flexibility with its booster, arguing the extra dose adds important protection as early as 2 months after initial vaccination, although it might work better if people waited 6 months. They've been booked. Prosecutors have charged a group of men in Michigan with stealing $1.5 million in books from Amazon's textbook rental service. and selling them for cash. That's Your Money Now. I'm Jim Chesko, Como News.
Catch Money News on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour. We will have the latest on traffic and weather next.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club. This week, win two tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.